We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The way things have gone here in the first part of the season, it's obvious that we had to change something up. I feel bad. Carl Hagelin is a very popular guy. I like him a lot personally, and he was a part of winning the Stanley Cup. But at the same time, we're not tracking towards winning a Stanley Cup right now, and changes are necessary.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:30. Time to get 25% off Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. And that was Penguins GM Jim Rutherford, fresh off a three-year contract extension earlier today. Then he went out and he traded beloved winger Carl Hagelin to the last place Los Angeles Kings for Tanner Pearson, a guy that in 17 games this year has 1 point and is a minus nine. But the team expects that Pearson will play up on a second line with Malkin. And here's what I don't get about this trade. I get that it's a change of scenery thing. That's the cliched description of what they did, this straight-up swap. Hagelin is 1 year on his contract, hasn't been all that productive, only has one goal, and he's played a lot with Malkin, and he's been in a top six role, and he's not giving you point production. But I don't get this part of the trade. If the Penguins' identity is speed, why are they trading their fastest skater?
Because they realized that just because speed worked twice in a row to get cups. Do you think the Caps were a fast team last year,
no.
Really? They realized that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
They weren't the fastest team in the NHL by any means.
They weren't a team that overwhelmed people with waves of speed. Like, the Penguins, frankly, did in winning two straight cups, especially in 16, and then 17 was a little weird. They realized that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I think that this is... I said, even with Crosby having an upper body injury, the trade, the contract extension for Rutherford, that messages sent both explicitly in words and maybe implicitly with a move were the biggest story of the day. Rutherford said he's not very patient right now anymore with this team. He's losing his patience. He said we're not tracking towards a cup. And you know what? Every descriptor of Carl Hagelin has included, like, beloved. I know you're saying the team's fastest player, big penalty killer. Every descriptor, though, has been, oh, he's such a well-liked guy. Sometimes if you want to get your team and maybe your head coach's attention, you trade guys that you think aren't producing enough that you know everybody in that room likes, including the head coach. When I first read this deal, comes down the wire, I said, this is a bad deal. Then I looked at it a little more. I said, change of scenery is possible. And what was Carl Hagelin really giving you so far this year? Not a whole hell of a lot.
What's Tanner Pearson giving you?
You don't know. He hasn't played for you.
What's he given the Kings?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Kings don't have the top-end talent that the Penguins have that might bring some stuff out of him. And he's got a 25 goal season on his resume, I believe. He's a more power forward type of guy. They're clearly deciding that, we're getting slower overall as a core group. Maybe we should just try to lean into it a little.
So now what's their identity?
Physicality at that area?
Really? You look at their wingers and you think physicality?
With him
they
trust
Phil
do.
Kessel.
With him there, did you see what Kessel did yesterday?
I did.
Kessel was going after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's a real tough guy.
I don't really think
he's the next Ryan Reeves.
I don't think the trade is really about their identity so much as it is about firing a shot across the bow at the head coach and at every guy in that locker room that this isn't good enough.
I liked it. Was a little bit different when they traded for Carl Hagelin, when they took on years and they took on money, because in Hagelin's case, you knew what he was great at. He could skate with your centers. He had been through the battles, and look, this guy's won a Stanley Cup. It's not like Pearson hasn't played in big games before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really keen on taking other contracts on right now. I'm not a big fan in tying up almost $4 million in salary to a guy that I'm not really sure if he's going to fit my team or not. Like, I already feel like the Penguins are getting to a point where they're kind of bogged down by too many middle-tier players that make too much money, And I'm afraid that this guy is another one of those guys.
I think he's young enough. He's done enough before. You said it, he's played in big games before, that he's not going to fall into that category. If you want to pillory Jim Rutherford for an inexcusably bad move, you say middle tier guys for too much money in term. How about a bad player for too much money in term? Jack Johnson.
Yeah,
that's a truly onerous contract, yeah, and a bad move.
You're right.
I actually like this in general principle on its face, and I'm willing to give this more than a chance. Like, I think this could actually be good. I think there's some value, too, to a team that we always talk about in terms of, well, it's only November for the Penguins. I think there's some value in the GM being unhappy enough this early in the year that he says, screw it. I'm making a move that shakes them up emotionally, that gets everybody's attention. You've got Patrick Hornquist in there. That's one of his best friends. Basically saying it was a tough day emotionally. Good. You're a professional athlete on a team that's playing like dog crap for the most part. You should be upset. You should be shaken up. Your GM should be ticked off.
Yeah, I hear all that, Chris, but I think Carl Hagelin's the type of player you roll the dice with for one more year. And if it doesn't work out with him the rest of this year, fine. He leaves, and then you don't just have a few teams that want to make a trade with you. You've got an entire offseason to look at your options at that position and whether you want to go in free agency or in a trade and reallocate that money and spend that money differently, so be it. Right now, you're stuck on a few teams that already know they're out of it, like LA, who's fired its coach, who know that they'll probably end up flipping Carl Hagelin to somebody at the trade deadline to another contender for a draft pick. I mean, and they got to shed $4 million off their books. And a guy that I think is under contract for another 2 years after this. So, I don't know. I'm looking to get rid of money, not take on money. Not possibly take on somebody else's problem.
I'm not saying that Tanner Pearson's going to be great. I actually am optimistic about what he'll be. And
What do you think he is?
I think he's a guy.
You think he's a 30-goal scorer? I don't.
I think he's a 20-plus goal scorer on this team, which Carl Hagelin has never been for a single year of his career. The advanced metrics are favorable to both guys, so give me the younger guy that's basically the same price.
Right now, you have on your team with this trade, you've got two players in Brian Rust and Tyler Pearson who make combined...
Tanner
Pearson. I don't know why I said Tyler. Tyler Toffoli, I'm thinking of. And Tanner Pearson and Brian Rust who make combined $7, $8 million and have how many goals?
I know.
Hey, you can say it's not a terrible trade. I don't know how you say it's a good one.
I mean,
I don't get that.
I think you're basing this on Carl Hagelin was a big game player in the playoffs, so be it. They might not even get there the way they're languishing along.
Penguins trade Carl Hagelin. Good move, bad move. You've watched this guy be a part of a line that led the Penguins to a Stanley Cup a few years ago. Now you send him out for a new player who's making a nice buck, and he's got years left on his contract. Jim Rutherford, good move, bad move to get rid of Carl Hagelin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.